So I don't know about you guys, but in the past 7 days, I have not stopped thinking about Sajan's sermon from last Sunday. He used the story of Peter walking on the water to explain this concept about how doubt is more so like the intersection of the objects of our faith. And that just really captured me. I think I've always thought of doubt more so like the lack of faith or having an absence of faith and being faithless. But it's more like when we have faith in multiple things that are competing with one another, and that doubt occurs when our hearts are divided and pulling us in different directions. So, in case Sajan gives you guys another pop quiz on what he preached about last week, I kind of just alley-ooped you the study guide for that, so hope you caught that. So I spent a lot of time just this past week really sitting with that, and really thinking about where my faith is, specifically what are the objects of my faith, and how are they interacting with one another, and what actions or inactions they're moving me to. And I felt it necessary almost immediately to break it down more than just I have faith in God and I have faith in my fear. And so I came up with a very extensive list, and though I'd have no problem at all sharing with you all of my fears and worries that consume my faith, I'd much rather make use of this time to kind of share about all the things that strengthen my faith. Oh, you don't have to put that slide up yet. You can put it away. Sorry, I lost my place there. Yes, I'd much rather share with you guys some things that kind of strengthen my faith, the things that are good. And so I thought about my faith in God's goodness, God's faithfulness, the Holy Spirit, grace, hope, the wisdom that comes from heaven, God's story, God's desire for community, and light. And the more that I thought about that list kind of this week and thinking about, you know, preparing for communion, I realized that all of these things I strive and sometimes struggle to believe in are all discovered, experienced, and strengthened at the foot of the cross. All of God's righteousness, his goodness, his desires, his power all culminate in Jesus' sacrifice. And all these items, all the things that I listed, they're all brought to life and they're nurtured and they're assured when remembering that Jesus died for me. And so if I can be strong and secure in my faith in the cross and everything that it is, I would imagine that navigating life, including doubt, would be easier. Easier in the sense, in the same sense as when Jesus promised an easy yoke and a burden that is light. In his invitation in Matthew 11. So before we take communion today, I wanted to read you a number of scriptures that will help us sit at the cross, remember the power of the cross, and increase our faith in the cross. And my hope and prayer is that his message will move us beyond the intersections of doubt that are troubling us today. I won't have you turn with me to read these scriptures. I'm just going to read them. And if you want the scriptures, I do have a slide if you want to take a picture of those after we pray, or you know, if you want to write them down, whatever. But I really just wanted us to take some time to really sit with this scripture. So feel free to close your eyes, bow your head, pray on your knees, do whatever. I don't really care. But let these scriptures really just sit with you and build your faith. And then I'll pray for us before we take communion. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you: God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Jesus said, I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this morning, God. I thank you that we have this time to remember you, the power of the cross, the power of your wisdom, your goodness and your righteousness and your desires, all culminating in the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. I pray that as we take this cup and as we take this bread, that we can sit at your feet and give remembrance to Jesus. And I pray that you will fill us with everything that we need and increase our faith. I pray all this in your son's name. Amen.